This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama may be a football-crazy state, but UAB's football program has always struggled to gain traction. Certainly, there's the dominance of the teams at the University of Alabama and Auburn University, but UAB boosters say the University of Alabama System's Board of Trustees has undermined the team, and now officials are trying to shut down the program completely. We talk about the situation with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us most Thursdays and is here again. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, why do UAB boosters believe the football program is under threat?
Well, mainly they point to the facts that basically Coach Bill Clark, who's a first-year coach and has really done a pretty remarkable job of turning the team around, can't get a contract extension, and because the school has not begun to schedule games after 2017, and it appears to these people that it's not going to last that long. And the real kicker here is that President Ray Watson and the athletic department have refused to sort of comment on it, and it's leading a lot of people to believe that the end is nigh, as it were.
Well, you say that the University of Alabama System's Board of Trustees has toyed with UAB, even comparing it to waterboarding. That seems a little harsh.
It is harsh. Oh, you're talking about what I said.
Yes.
It is harsh, too. The thing is that every step along the way has been sort of like pulling teeth. Every time UAB football has really been able to kind of try to get its legs under them, something has happened to tear it back down. When it went to Division I in the first place, it was a very difficult situation. When they started to win games, they wanted to hire Jimbo Fisher, actually, the Florida State's coach, had agreed to become the coach, but the board of trustees wouldn't approve it. You know, the stadium issue has been a big one. The trustees have not backed plans to build a stadium, which a lot of supporters see as the real reason they can't succeed.
Well, former players have written a letter raising some of these issues. There's an online petition that's going around. Birmingham's mayor has offered support. What more can supporters do to affect this situation?
Other than buy tickets and go to games, I guess, which is the obvious one. But it may be too late for that, frankly. It's kind of tough to tell right now, but that would be the number one thing anybody could do, is to go to a game if they support the team.
Well, ending the UAB football program might anger a lot of people, but there is another argument to be made. You know, UAB football isn't exactly like Alabama or Auburn that brings in huge sums of money. Couldn't this be better for the university overall?
Supporters would argue that football these days in particular brings a lot of students, and they point to Central Florida as an example, a lot of smaller schools that have really used it, particularly in a situation like this one where the Board of Trustees has actually told UAB to work on the undergrad side and build it. And they've built the quad over here. They're building a new student center. They're trying to make it a more campus-like atmosphere in a traditional way, and football fits in with that.
Well, there is the notion that this isn't an issue just about football, that the University of Alabama System's Board of Trustees holds back UAB in other ways. I mean, how do you see that?
Well, I think there's a valid point there, although there are two sides of it. A lot of people, administrators here, former faculty and students, really believe that the Board of Trustees is more interested in protecting what the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa has rather than helping to support UAB become something other than a medical school. UAB provides more revenue, basically, for the system than either Tuscaloosa or Huntsville, yet it has a very difficult time getting approval for any program that the University of Tuscaloosa has.
Also this morning, football, of course, is inescapable in Alabama. We've just passed the 40th anniversary of one particularly notable game. It was November 8th, 1974. Number 1 Banks High School against number 4 Woodlawn High School, held at Legion Field. And John, you know, what was so significant about that game?
Other than me being there as an 11-year-old kid.
well, was certainly notable.
And Bob Carlton, who worked with me, wrote a great feature on this last week. And it was, attendance-wise, the biggest game in Alabama history, 42,000 people. I like to joke, it's my first real experience with Birmingham City ineptitude, because there were only two gates open, and it was very difficult to get in and out. But it was it really is one of the great games in Alabama high school history.
Well, you are an alum of Banks High School. You were there for that game. What was the atmosphere like?
I mean, I was 11 and I was stuck behind a pole when I did it. So I don't remember much about the game, but it was as electric as I've ever seen. Tony Nathan was playing for Woodlawn, Jeff Rutledge for Banks. It was just one of those moments in time where you don't forget the event.
Was there something different about football from that era than certainly high school football is just as big today?
Yeah, it is. I think there is something very different about it, and that was early 70s before we had, in this area, split into 21 school districts in this metro area. There were just a handful, Birmingham, Jefferson County, and a couple of suburbs. So it was the only game in town, and I think that that caused a real intensity of the rivalries of the games of the players. It was just a moment.
John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.